Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning, praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.
I'm a soldier.
Lord, everybody, everybody. That song was a medley from Smokey Norful. Amen. He said there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this whole way. If your soul has not been anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Ah, God, I hope nobody that I know today drift away, even those that don't know Christ. Truly, we don't want them to drift away. So I thank God for that medley this morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad therein. I want to read into your hearing this morning Psalm 5, and we're going to read it in its entirety. Hallelujah. You have to set the atmosphere for the Lord to come in and bless. You just can't come in dry. You got to set the atmosphere, and you set the atmosphere by giving God his word. You set the atmosphere by speaking the word of God over your lives. Amen. That's how you set the atmosphere. All you do is give God his word back to him. Hey, and when you give God his word back, hey, he's going to come in and do what his word has declared. Amen. So we're going to read into your hearing this morning Psalm 5, the fifth division of the book of Psalms. And it says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. How many want the Lord to consider their meditation? Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice, listen, shalt thou hear in the morning. See, God want to hear our voice. Amen. O Lord, in the morning, the psalmist say, will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that had pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Listen to what the Lord is saying this morning. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Enter into your workplace of worship this morning, hallelujah, with the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward the holy hill. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Listen, people of God. We flattering people with our tongue. But the Lord said, the psalmist said, destroy. This is King David saying, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Nobody that rebel against the Lord shall go forward. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. If you put your trust in the Lord, hey, you should be rejoicing. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him with a shield? Let me read this last one again. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Favor ain't fair, but favor is of God. Will thou compass him as with the shield? Oh, God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, God. Oh, God, and we just want to take this time out this morning, this early Sunday morning prayer on blogtalkradio.com, on New Destiny Ministries this morning. Lord, we come to lift you up this morning. We came to give you some praise. Yes, we're getting ready to go to our respective houses of worship. Oh, God, but we don't need the praise team this morning. All we have to do is think of your goodness. All we have to do is declare your word. All we have to do is stand on your promises. Lord, we're standing on your promises this morning. For you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord God, we're walking in victory today. We're taking authority, or we're taking dominion. We're taking reign over all the rulers of darkness. We come against the rulers of darkness today. We come against every satanic force that will come against your people. We come against witches and warlords. We come against envy and strife. We come against jealousies this morning. We come against gossiping and backbiting this morning. Oh, we come against all unrighteousness this morning. We come against wickedness in high places this morning. Oh, God, and we're going to release into the atmosphere. We're releasing the fruits of the Spirit in the atmosphere this morning. We're releasing joy this morning. We're releasing peace. We're releasing meekness this morning. We're releasing patience and love. We're releasing temperance this morning. We're releasing gentleness this morning. We're releasing kindness this morning. We're releasing long suffering this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you to bless our leaders today. First of all, God, we're asking you to bless the commander in chief, our President Barack Obama. Remember the First Lady Michelle Obama. Remember their children, Sasha and Malia, this morning. Oh, God, we're asking you to bless his cabinet. For you said we should pray for the government. You said we should pray for those that have the rule over us. Now, God, after you finish blessing him and his cabinet, oh, God, I want you to remember your leaders. Remember your vessels this morning. Remember the men and women of God that are preaching and teaching the gospel, those that are standing on the promises of God. Remember Dr. Burford on this morning. God, and I'm asking you to go this morning. Lord, while it's heavy on my heart, go and comfort Mother Blackston this morning that lost a daughter on yesterday. Comfort Brother Mike, Minister Mike, Prophet Michael Lewis this morning. Oh, God, and all of his siblings that lost their sister on yesterday for some foolishness, Lord God. Oh, God, but you know what our end was going to be, God. You alone knew the ending. Hey, but I'm asking you to dry their tears this morning. Hug them, Lord God, and let them know that you love them. Oh, God, and everything that they need to bring together to put their loved one away. God, we asking you to bring it. Hallelujah. We asking you to solidify it. God, maybe this will bring the family closer together. Oh, God, for you said in your word, except for seed, hallelujah, die in the earth. Nothing can live. Oh, we bless you this morning. We thank you for our bishops. We thank you for our apostles. Remember Apostle Johnson's daughter, Hannah. Continue to touch our bodies, God. Oh, God, remember Prophet Carlos. Remember Mother Faith. Remember Faithful this morning. Oh, God, all of our listeners this morning. Remember Sister Christina Johnson and our daughters this morning, God. Remember Sister Carter this morning. Oh, God, and Sister T. Oh, God, we're looking to you, Jesus, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. Remember my household this morning. Oh, God, and I'm asking special prayer for Deacon Anthony Jones, Sister Corinthian Jones, all of their children, Lord God. We bind the adversary today. We bind those that want to come against God's people. Oh, God, we're walking in victory today. We're walking in authority today. We're walking in the love and the peace of God. We're walking on your word. We're walking in that word, God. And your word says we shall live and not die. We shall declare the generation of the Lord. We will stand on this rock. Hallelujah. We're standing on the rock. What is that rock? That rock is Jesus. We're anchored in you, Lord God. Continue anchoring our soul God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You are a great God, and we're giving you praise this morning. We want to lift you up, Jesus, for those that have been weeping. Hallelujah, all night long. You said weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. We thank you for our morning of joy today. We thank you for this morning of joy today. Hallelujah. We're believing. We're trusting in your word, God. For you said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. We're standing on the promises of God. We're putting on the full armor this morning. Ah, what is that armor? We're putting on the full armor of God this morning. We know, hallelujah, we know you in the fellowship of your suffering. Oh, God, we know you are right now, God. It don't take you long. It don't take you forever. Hallelujah, you will answer right away, God. We need you today, God, to answer some questions that we have in our mind, God. We need you today to encourage our hearts, God. For David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock. We thank you, God, for coming on this radio this morning to give you nothing but glory, to give you nothing but praise. We put on the armor. We asking you, Lord, to touch our, let your blood cover our children, cover our immediate family members, cover our acquaintances, Lord God, cover our co-workers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We putting on the helmet of salvation for the day, God, for we know you are our salvation. We're putting on the breastplate of righteousness this morning because you are our righteousness. We're putting on the belt of truth and the shoes of the gospel of peace in which we stand because you are our truth. You are our peace. We're putting in our left hand this morning the shield of faith, which is able to quench every dart of the enemy, and we place it in theirs. Hallelujah. We decree by trust and faith that all of Satan's plan are found, and we are loose this morning. He is a defeated foe, and he has no place in our lives. We're picking up in our right hand the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. We're carrying this sword everywhere we go because we're standing on your word. Your word is the sword. Hallelujah. We're standing on it. But no weapon, remember, people, Jesus is saying this morning, no weapon formed. Hallelujah. He's saying it will be created. But don't you worry about it because it will not prosper. Hallelujah. God will kill the king before he allow his righteous people to be destroyed. He said, I won't destroy the righteous with the wicked. Hallelujah. God is a righteous God. God knows what we have need of. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, making intercession for us. For we don't know what to pray for, Sister Christina. We might be praying for our house, but God said you need some peace this morning. We might be praying for a car, but the Lord said you need some joy this morning. We might be praying for a new wardrobe, but the Lord said you need some mercy today. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy today. We love you today, God. We give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to Sister T right now, and I'm going to ask her to continue to pray if she's able to. Ah, glory to God. We need you this morning, God. We want a touch from you this morning. We're not on this line to play. We're not on this line to compete with anybody, but we're on this line to give God some glory. We've been on here since September, opening up with early Sunday morning prayer. Sometimes we don't see nobody. Hallelujah. But we know when we get on this line, the presence of God has already saturated the atmosphere. It's already permeated the atmosphere. Because he said, where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, he would be in the midst of. Go ahead, Sister T.
Father God. I just want to thank you, Father God, for another day. I want to thank you for another day of life, Father God. Oh, I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you glory. I magnify you because you are worthy to be praised, Father. I ask you for a continual covering for this radio broadcast for Evangelist Bernard and all the people of God, Father God. Let a word be spoken on here that can save someone's life, Father God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for all the provisions that you make for us on a daily basis, Father. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for everything that you bless us with on a daily basis, Father. We ask you to continue to keep our minds, keep our hearts, and keep our spirits, Father. We ask you for special covering for our children and our grandchildren, Father. We ask you no harm or danger come to them, Lord Jesus. We ask you to keep the angels of protection around them at all times. We ask you to continue to pray for us, Father. Father, we need you right now like never before, Father. We love you and we appreciate you. We thank you for covering us with your blood, Father. Oh, Father, we love you. We love you so much, Lord Jesus. We ask you to continue to open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears. Oh, Father, we just need a touch from you on a daily basis, Father God. Let us walk in the victory of who you really are, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you to continue to pray for all the bereaved families, Father. We continue to pray for the homeless, Father God. Continue, Lord Jesus, continue to touch these prostitutes out here in Oakland, Father God. Let them find you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, there's so many lost people right now that need you, Lord Jesus. They need a touch from you, Father God. Open up their minds, Father God. Oh, Father, to a dying world, we have to continue to pray for our leaders in leadership, Father God, our pastors, Father God. My pastor, Pastor Bobby Smith, Lord Jesus, continue to pray for him and his family, Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you that today we still have our mom and our brothers and sisters today, Father God. Father, touch them. Give them traveling graces and mercies as they go to and from all over, Lord Jesus. Father, we just love you. We love you. We just strive every day to be more like you, Father God. We just ask you to continue covering us, Father. We thank you for salvation this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it anybody else on the line? Feel like praying this morning? I'm opening up your lines. All you got to do is go into warfare. All you got to do is pray within your heart. Don't be ashamed. The Bible says you have to ask not. If you need prayer, hallelujah. If you don't know how to pray, just open up your mouth and start praising and thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanking him for his benefits. Thanking him for his mercy. Thanking him for his kindness. That's all you have to say. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. I see area code 985. The last four of your numbers, 6777. Would you like to pray this morning? If not, that's fine. We going on forward. Dollar Sister Christina, would you like to pray? If you do, your line is open. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. You know the hurt, God. You see every tear, Lord God. Hallelujah. You see what's going to come upon us before it even arrives. God sees it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't want no woe is me spirit. Hallelujah. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and my yoke is easy. God already has declared in his word that he won't put no more on us than we can bear. Hallelujah. He told us in his word to have faith in God. He said we can speak to the mountains that's in our life. All we have to do is speak to those mountains and tell them to be cast into the sea. But we got to believe in our heart. We got to know when we speak it. When we proclaim it, it's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. We got to proclaim the word every day. Proclaim, hallelujah, salvation. Proclaim peace in your home. You got to proclaim it. If you don't open up your mouth and proclaim it, it will not happen. For the devil goes to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. He's an accuser of the brethren. Every day he accused the brethren. But we got to stand on God's word. We got to know that no matter how dark it looks, I don't care how the storm arises. We got to know that Jesus is going to bring us out of the storm. But we got to keep our eyes fixed. It has to stay on Jesus. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But when he looked at the water, he lost his faith. He lost his strength. And he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith, if you kept looking at me, you would have been able to come where I was. But when you took your eyes off of me, and then we begin to fixate ourselves on our problems, we begin to fixate ourselves on our circumstances, we begin to fixate ourselves on our financial woes. But don't worry about that. The Bible says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Proverbs 16:3, it says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What are you saying? Hallelujah. When we commit our way to the Lord, when we commit our works to the Lord, God has established everything that we speak. I see my sister Dawn. God, and I'm asking you to continue to touch our heart. Touch our body, God. Our physical body, Lord God. Touch our legs this morning. Touch our knees, God. Oh, God, and I give you our children this morning. I give you that rebellious son, Jarvis, this morning. We put them in your hands, God, and you are God that will take care of us. You are God, that never slumber or sleep. Oh, we bless you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the earth, God. We thank you for Pastor Adam this morning. Thank you for First Lady Carol Stafford this morning. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you for Elder Gates this morning and all the men and women that come on the line of Apostle. Remember him this morning in the Carolinas. Remember Minister Billy Burns that hosted segment on Saturday. Oh, God, and as we continue this week with the Acts of the Apostles, remember Sister Deborah Ballard that is coming on and teach for us tomorrow. And all the women and men this week, God. Bless me as I take a little vacation, God. Hallelujah. And come back fortified, stronger than ever before. People of God, we got to know
that we're better today. Hallelujah. And if you're not better today, just know that there's a better day tomorrow. Because God ain't going to let nothing expire until his work is completed. God won't let us expire until his work is completed. We thank you for all the women and men that come on this line. Some we haven't seen in a little while, but you know where they are, God. You know where they are, Jesus. We lift up Prophetess Theodora Glover to you this morning. God, we ask you to bless the work of our hands, God. Bless the Lord Jesus. Open up some doors for God and all of your people that need help this morning. We ask you to remember them in a special way. Remember Sister T. Remember Sister Christina. Remember the sister in the Carolinas that's on the line on this morning. Oh, God, and even Adrian Harris. Remember her and her family this morning, God. Oh, God, remember Mother Lily. And Elder Williams this morning, Dr. Walker, and all those that are affiliated with this morning. We asking you to remember, Lord God. Remember my children and my grandchildren, God. Touch Danielle this morning. Go to Dublin, California, and touch her. And not only her, but all the women that are there. Let this be a year of relief for Danielle, God. We're claiming it this year. God, we've been claiming it for 20 years. And it has not come to pass. But that don't make your word null and void. That make us know that we got to continue to trust in you. Because you know where she's at, God. Oh, we bless you this morning. God, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, we just wanted to give you some praise. We just wanted to tell you this morning how much we love you. We just wanted to tell you this morning how much we appreciate you. God, you're a great God. You're a great God. Your word is all praises this morning. Oh, God. Let us, God, continue to praise you, God. Let us continue to keep a song in our heart, God. Oh, God, and when we feel weak, Lord God, we need to do is look into the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. We're not going to hold you this morning. I know some of you got to get ready to prepare to go to your different houses of worship, but we just want to tell you thank you this morning. Those that are out in Radio Land this morning, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Patriot Greg, for supporting this ministry. We see him in the chat room on this morning. Thank you for your support this morning. Thank you for your support when you come on and listen to these wonderful messages. The Lord said his word will not go out and return unto him void. Remember God's word this morning, people of God. Remember Sister T. God has not forgotten you. Remember he knows where you are. Sister Karina, God is going to bless you for what you're doing. He's going to bless you for the sacrifices that you're making. He's going to bless you, hallelujah, for rearing and training up your children. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Train up your children, Sister Christina. Bring them to the house of the Lord where they can give God some praises. God bless you with a beautiful job. Hallelujah. I know they had hundreds of applications and people waiting to get interviews. And that's what the Lord did. He said, I'm going to favor Christina today. I'm going to let him know that he already got the job. Remember God. Remember him. He got through with you yet. Remember him, God. Remember God ain't through with you yet. He wants you to follow him with your blessings and your family. Remember him. God is not through with us yet. He's not through with us, people of God. God is going to do some great things in our life. He want to perform some mighty works. He's going to follow him that believe. What are the signs? He said, lay your hands on the sick and it shall recover. The blinded eyes will be opened. The lame will walk. The deaf will hear. And those that are filled with any damaged disease, they will be healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This morning.
Jesus.
Lord God, we give you praise. And as we get off this line this morning, Lord God, we want you to remember us this week. Let us tell somebody of that Jesus came. That is the name of this God. Tell somebody about God. Tell them about his mercy. Amen. Amen. Now remember to join us this week. On tomorrow, we're going to have a life coach, Sister Deborah Malice, is going to be teaching. And tomorrow is her birthday. And she said on her birthday, she'd like to give something back to the Lord. So she's giving him something back by coming on the line and teaching us how to choose us. The subject is choose me on tomorrow. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have some speakers lined up. Our evangelist Cummins out of Los Angeles will be speaking on Tuesday. Our Wednesday, Mother Faith will be on. And Thursday and Friday, Elder Richard Gates of Oklahoma City will be teaching us. Amen. So keep me in your prayer. Tomorrow will be my last day on for about 2 weeks. I'll be on tomorrow. Hey, but I'll be monitoring things, and the Lord is going to bless the women and men of God to continue on. So we continue with the Acts of the Apostles. Next week, this week coming up, we'll be in our 28th chapter. And then the following week, we have 3 more chapters left. So we want you to tune in at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time on tomorrow and continue to pray for this ministry. Pray that the Lord will continue to draw souls. Oh, God, if we had a building and all these souls that we have impacted in these 14 months we've been on the line, we would have a mega church. But we're not looking for a mega church. We're looking for some mega souls. Hallelujah. We're looking for some souls that's going to love God. Hallelujah. We're looking for some laborers that's not afraid to go out in the vineyard. We're looking for some laborers that's not afraid to reap the harvest. For the Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Amen, amen. So we're going to close out this morning, and we just thank you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for everything that he's doing. Lord, we just asking you to have your way. Amen. We're closing out with that.
I want to introduce to you right now the folks, friend, and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Let the church say amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
What his word says,
God has spoken.
Let
the church
say
amen.
Ooh, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he says, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling, battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
Why God has spoken, I heard him, so let the church say,
amen.
Oh,
Days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails, so I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Love you all. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, too. Love you, Lindsay.
Have a blessed day. Love you all. Amen.